USA Radio News.
Mourners are filing past the flag-draped casket of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol. The nation's 41st president is lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Former deputy assistant to the president, Brad Blakeman, was on Fox News talking about what's next.
We'll spend all day today and all night having the public come by and pay their respects. Then tomorrow, he will go to the cathedral for the National Memorial Service, and then off to Andrews Air Force Base for the final farewell to Washington, then to Houston.
After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow lost 790 points to close the day at 25,036. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Members of a migrant caravan from Central America have breached the border fence. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The migrants from Central America risking detention in the United States by breaching that border fence in Tijuana on Monday night in the hopes the migrants' illegal entry would end up giving them the opportunity to apply for asylum. About two dozen people were reportedly able to climb over the fence. Three more squeezed through the fence before they were picked up by the U.S. Border Patrol. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple CEO Tim Cook believes it's right and moral for technology companies to block hate speech and violent conspiracy theories from their platforms.
We only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platforms.
President Trump tweeted he's looking forward to visiting with members of the Bush family today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Remembrances across the country continue to pour in for George H.W. Bush. Country music legend Lee Greenwood joins Fox News and shares the last time he was with our 41st president.
My wife and I, Kim, had the chance to visit with him at Kennebunkport. We had some business that took us kind of east. You don't just fall into Maine. You have to go there. And so they allowed us in the compound. Had a moment to sit at the piano and play him a song or two. And I did actually play a little version of God Bless USA, and he would sing along with me, as I know he's done with other people, particularly just before his death. And it was a very warm agenda. They called all the Secret Service people in to sit behind us and kind of listen as well. He was generally interested to talk to me and just kind of relive some of the moments we've had in the past.
A former First Lady's book is flying off the shelves. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Michelle Obama's Becoming is selling at a pace rarely seen for a political memoir or any nonfiction book. Combined hardcover, ebook, and audio sales in the U.S. and Canada topping 2 million copies in the first 15 days, according to Crown Publishing. It sold 725,000 copies on its first day alone. And the book is also taking off overseas, topping bestseller lists all across Europe.
Prince Charles will be in Washington tomorrow representing Queen Elizabeth at the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.